Welcome back to Current State from WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. I'm Reginald Hardwick. A 12th grader participated in a watershed moment in America's history 61 years ago. The Little Rock Nine were nine African-American students who racially integrated Little Rock's Central High School, despite violent and vulgar opposition from white mobs and the governor of Arkansas at the time. One of those nine is Ernest Green, who was awarded an anonymous scholarship to Michigan State University. And this week, he is back as the homecoming Grand Marshal. It's my pleasure and my honor to speak with Mr. Green here at WKAR. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I know you've been asked about the moments of trying to integrate so many times, but if you had a word to describe that moment or some of the days that you went through, what would you say that word would be?
Well, the initial confrontation with the Arkansas National Guard, it was a shock. We didn't expect that. Little Rock and the state of Arkansas also, and Orville Faubus, had different sort of reputations. They had a reputation of being moderates, that Little Rock had integrated the buses the summer before. The library had been integrated without a series of problems. The University of Arkansas had admitted a few black students to both the medical school and the law school. So our expectations were that, sure, there were people opposed to it, but there wasn't going to be the confrontation that existed. And what occurred was that the governor called out the Arkansas National Guard the night before we were to go to school. Everyone else had thought that they had worked out an arrangement that we would be able to go to school that September 4th. And as it turned out, there were soldiers there with drawn bayonets that kept us out. Admitted white students, but kept us out. And the thought that went through my mind, I'm the only one of the nine that's in the 12th grade, was I going to be able to graduate? And, you know, I had laser concentration on this being my last year of high school.
The theme of this year is homecoming is unwavering courage. Did you feel courageous right at that time, or was it something that you realized later in life looking back at that moment?
I knew this was an important moment, and I knew enough about changes going on in the South. I mean, I grew up with the murder of Emmett Till. I recognized the social changes that Jackie Robinson and others in athletics brought. I knew that we were on the verge of a different set of relationships, and that one of the things that occurred, I remember when the 54 decision was handed down, our local newspaper said this was going to change the face of the South forever. And I thought in my teenage brain, hey, this was a good thing. If it's going to change the face of the South, I want it to change quickly. But, you know, again, that was a court decision and nobody had any ideas how it was going to be implemented.
We are talking with Ernest Green, one of the Little Rock Nine, and the 2018 MSU Homecoming Grand Marshal. Not only did you earn both master's and bachelor's degrees in sociology here at MSU, you served as Assistant Secretary of Labor under President Carter. You're back here on this campus, and 10 years ago this week, Barack Obama campaigned for the presidency, and a month later, he was elected to be first African-American president and served two terms. And what is it to be such a participant in history to seeing Barack Obama as president?
Well, I never thought I would see that in my lifetime. And I also, a friend of mine said, we elected a black president and sent a man to the moon and we still have problems. That this is really a long distance run, not a sprint. And I think President Obama accomplished phenomenal things. I mean, I had an opportunity to go to Chicago the night that he accepted the results from the election, and you know, it was just, you had tears in your eyes because this was a watershed that many of us never thought would be accomplished. However, you realize that that in itself is part of the game-changing activity. There's no single item that you can point to that says everything is fixed. But what I hope, you know, your audience, as well as many of the students around, that they see their role, ability to make changes. They've got to step up personally to the plate. They got to be willing to have people understand that the civic stuff, you know, like voting and being concerned about group participation, really requires your interest. Anybody that stays home may as well have voted for the opposition. I think that one of the main issues that we discover is how difficult it is to shake the legacy of slavery. And that our views about race, about changes, all get affected by how a portion of this country wants to hold on to the past, whether it's the Charlottesville far right, others, candidates who are running for office as right-wingers. Orville Faubus tried that back in 1957. It didn't work well for him then. It's not going to work well for anybody going forward with it. But we have to keep pressing the case.
You are coming to your alma mater, MSU, but it's still healing from the Larry Nassar investigation and case and everything. Do you have any advice for students and folks on this campus who've had to face some real pain?
Well, I think you have to continue to support the students who are pressing for change. Obviously, NASA is a period that you shudder and wish never happened, but it did. And we have to be willing to face up to that and also point out how we're going to make a change for the future. Michigan State, to me, is a place that's poised to be more about the future than the past, whether it's agriculture, recognizing what a huge industry that is. I said, if you look at the recent acquisition of Whole Foods by Amazon, Amazon hadn't made many bad bets. And if they see grocery stores as a opportunity, it must point out to some people that food production, manufacturing, all of that is a industry of the future. Michigan State's in a great position to help the country as well as the world to figure out how to have more nutritional food, how to feed itself, how to take care of areas of the world where food production is something in space. Our engineering activity, the needs for infrastructure in this, not in, just in this country, but in this world, is something that this university has an opportunity to show what it's made of. And I think university has to continue to point itself in change, positive change, to put the past the awful deeds that a person like NASA did, and try to move beyond that.
Well, it's been a pleasure and an honor to talk with you. It's Ernest Green, one of the Little Rock Nine and the 2018 MSU Homecoming Grand Marshal. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
Go Green.